This is Steve Sherlock with another Franklin Matters radio show, number 307 in the series. This session shares Elise Stokes' statement on the Davis-Thayer facility analysis work presented to the Franklin Mass School Committee meeting held on Tuesday, June 23, 2020. The meeting was conducted via conference bridge to adhere to the social distancing requirements of this pandemic period. Elise Stokes is the chair of the Davis-Thayer Facility Analysis Subcommittee. Given the town budget hearing discussion, subsequent comments and emails on the status of Davis-Thayer, she made this statement to set the record straight on where the analysis stands. The show notes contain links to the meeting agenda and reference documents. The statement runs just about 4 minutes, so let's listen to Elise's statement updating the school committee and community on June 23rd.
How about Elise, we'll go back to you on facilities analysis update.
Great, thanks.
There you go.
So our last meeting was on June 11th. At that meeting, we completed the questionnaire that you saw tonight, and we worked together to create an email response to send out when people contact us about the Davis-Thayer facility study. There's now a DT facilities subcommittee email address on our website, which will reply with a message detailing our current step in the process. So shout out to Anne-Marie Tracy, thank you. She worked on that and turned that around really quickly. At our meeting, we also received an update of the Castle Booth Facilities Analysis Report, which is still in development. The architect is currently finalizing the report and recommendations, and we're looking forward to that information. As a reminder, this report is just one piece of important information that we're gathering. This report is not the entire study that we're completing. At the town budget hearings last week and in a handful of emails over the weekend, we heard from people who are urging us to close Davis-Thayer ASAP. These comments are in addition to the emails we've received over the last few weeks from the DT community urging us to keep DT open. Both sides have valid points, and we're very aware that this is an emotionally charged topic. However, as school committee members, we shouldn't be making emotional decisions. We must follow the guidance outlined in our policies. Policies are principles adopted by the school committee to chart our course of action. Policies provide structure, clarity, and accountability for decisions and practices. Policies can't be ignored. Policies exist for a reason. They outline the expectations. They hold us accountable. Failing to follow policies that were developed by the MSAC and adopted by our predecessors on the Franklin School Committee would be unethical. In accordance with the retirement of facilities policy, the subcommittee was assembled to design and implement a comprehensive closing study of the Davis-Thayer building. We started by reviewing the policy, outlining necessary factors, and creating a process. As a subcommittee, we are committed to following our process and ensuring transparency as we progress through each stage. We are currently gathering information about the DT facility along with space utilization and availability of all elementary and middle schools in the district. Our upcoming focus will be to gather staff, family, and community perspectives through the questionnaire you saw tonight, and we'll also schedule a second community information session, and the date is TBD on that. After the questionnaires are completed and returned, and after the feedback from the community information session is documented, we must work to gather relevant data related to staffing, transportation, finances, and physical distancing factors. Many of these variables aren't yet determined, so it would be premature and inefficient to attempt to gather that information at this point. There are many steps in this process, as there should be. The policy requires a comprehensive closing study. When the study is complete, the subcommittee will make a recommendation regarding the retirement of a school facility. Then the full school committee will vote to close a school. We are currently in the middle of our study. We do not have all the information, so we will not make a recommendation at this time.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio, WFPR-FM. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements, and I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org.
If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana. Copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. You can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.